with your white glove.
I just want to share an encouragement for you. The Holy Spirit touched me a couple of days ago at home. I have the luxury of a fully surrounding veranda around our home. And for all of those years, around April and October, as the sun drops lower, that just naturally, quite naturally, the little wrens, the little red wrens, the windows on the house, their reflections are different. They fly into the windows and they hit the windows. And the whole time we've been there, I've had my heart has always, I just, if we're there, we can go, we pick the little one up and I hold it and I actually keep it in my hand and actually keep movement and I just keep with that wren, believing and knowing that it's enough for me to be there instead of them just, because I'm with them, they actually come back and we have this beauty of them sitting on my hand and then they fly away, fully restored. And my encouragement, as I said to Steve the other day, was the Holy Spirit, we have the love of, the hand of God, however you want to look at that. We are never alone. And you may at some time in your life have felt that you'd flown into a window and you will never recover. And I want to tell you, that's not the truth, that's a lie. And if you have faith and hope in that hand of God on your life, you will be restored. And beyond that, there'll be just an amazement in your life at what God has done. So I encourage you, however big the window, however hard you hit it, do not be dismayed that his hand on you will keep you from failing. So I just want to encourage you.
Thanks, Sam. Good on you, Loris. A faithful person who can find, and here she is.
Just as Stevie was sharing before, I just thought about the buildings that we're in. This is a church building, but my body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed and sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the same with each one of you. And as we come together, we build a dwelling place and the Holy Spirit comes to rest with us.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sure you can feel it in your heart. You just know it's in there. And, you know, this is a good, safe place. This is a great place to practice, to come before and just, you know, because the Holy Spirit, you know, he comes gently. He will never force you to do anything that you don't want to do. But, you know, if we respond, then he lifts us up. Thank you, Eileen.
You might noted that in Julie's letter, she said something about us being the light, we're showing our light, and we've got to do it. But if Christ is in us, our job is to step aside and allow him to light, to show his light through us, which is sometimes very difficult because we get in the way. We get in his way. We've got to step aside and let him do it.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I don't know why this came up on me, but in my devotions in the mornings, there was one time, it was just trying to, this Selwyn Hughes is just trying to get us to delve into the scriptures. And he said, try to imagine you in that position or in part of that story. And I read this, the verses about the Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. And I started to think about that. And normally that sort of passage, that whole passage is like, oh yeah, right, okay, yeah, fine, don't brush it aside. But this time I just sat and thought, I thought, well, if I'm a branch and I'm grafted in to the vine, that means the juices from the vine are coming into me because I'm connected. Therefore, I've got the life of Jesus. I've got that joy of Jesus. I've got everything that Jesus has to give. And that just made my whole day. That is just, I had a smile on my face, I think, the whole of that day. And I just wanted to encourage you to try and do that, to think about Jesus, basically veins flowing in us, giving us the strength and the hope and the life to go out and just shine, to shine. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. That's so, so good. Well, on behalf of our Pastor Julie, who's...